Chapter 22. I saw him out there. The last days of the Siege of Terror. The Gladiators. Nasir Ahmed stood on the Delphic battlement, watching the horde gathering, horizon to horizon. They were too far away to make out any details through the dust, but that didn't stop him staring. A black smear of innumerable foes, coming together for the last battle. It wouldn't be long now. Several other officers came and went, bearing mute witness to the massing of impossible forces to the north, east, and south. Ahmet acknowledged them with nods or grunts of greeting, but his focus was reserved for the horde out in the wastelands. Out of his brethren, only Zephon lingered nearby. Either Zephon didn't know him well enough to recognize when he wished to be left alone, or simply didn't care. Either way, Ahmet kept staring at the horde, his eyes drifting in a slow and endless scan.
"What do you seek out there?" Zephon asked.
"Nothing. I'm just looking."
"I think not."
There was a cold serenity radiating from the other Blood Angel, one that Ahmet hadn't noticed before. Zephon had been hot-blooded before his injuries years ago, and then miserable company indeed once he'd been crippled. Now he emanated a chill that was more than simple stoicism. Some new resolve since he'd made his way out of Razavi Bastion and back to the surface.
"You are plagued, Nasir. I can tell. Earlier, in the retreat..."
Ahmet kept staring, kept scanning with his unblinking gaze.
"I saw Kargos out there. I cut his throat."
Zephon rested a hand on his brother's pauldron. The two of them had never been close, even before Zephon's exile to Terra, but Ahmet's time among the 12th Legion pits was legendary among the Blood Angels. A dubious legend, admittedly, but a legend nonetheless.
"I'm sorry, Ahmet. Perhaps it is useless to say, but you did what you had to do."
Ahmet finally spared him a glance.
"I'm not sure I did," he admitted. "They are traitors," Zephon replied gently. "There's no redemption for them. Not for any of them. Not after all this." "That's not what I'm saying," said Ahmet.
He looked back out at the vile horizon.
"I don't think I killed him."
5 kilometers to the east, with the sutures at his throat still leaking sluggish, clotting blood, a warrior held Khan's salvaged axe and leaned against the hull of a mangled, mutating land raider. He stared at the distant walls of the Delphic battlement, and he radiated a wounded animal sense of hatred. His breathing came in wheezing drags, with his physiology still adjusting to the battlefield tech flesh-fused into the hole where his vocal cords had been. There was hate in his eyes, which was no surprise to any of the warriors near him, but there were also tears. Some thought this was pathetic, others understood implicitly. Another warrior approached him. This one was clad in sacred, rune-marked black, and was responsible for the fact that the other still lived.
"You should rest," said the chaplain. "The battle begins at dawn."
"No."
The world-eater shook his head. His voice was recognizably his own, but ragged with mechanical reconstruction.
"Fine here."
"What are you gazing at, my friend?" asked Inzar.
Kargos hacked a cough through his new throat. His voice emerged from his mouth as a buzzsaw rasp.
"The enemy,"